Hi there, this is Amanda, and I'm here today to talk to you about the boat race, which was held on March 26, 2023. The race was of particular interest to me this year. It was the 168th race, and my son Sebastian was rowing in it. We will hear from him later. The boat race is actually a collective name for an annual set of rowing races between the Cambridge University Boat Club and the Oxford University Boat Club. The races are traditionally rowed between eights on the River Thames in London, and there are separate men's and women's races, as well as races for reserve crews. An eight is a rowing boat designed for eight rowers, as the name suggests, and is steered by a cox. Each of the eight rowers has one oar. The rowers sit in a line in the centre of the boat and face the stern or rear of the boat. They're usually placed alternately, with four on the port side, rowers' right-hand side, also traditionally known as stroke side, and four on the starboard side, rowers' left-hand side, known as bow side. The cox steers the boat using a rudder and is normally seated at the stern of the boat. Physically, the cox needs to be small in stature. Weight-wise, 120 pounds for women's boats and 125 pounds for men's. Coxes are generally 5'3" or shorter. Now over to Seb.
I've been rowing at Cambridge University for 3 years now and being a part of the boat race through all my time at Cambridge. And it's an honour to be able to be a part of the legacy of the race, which has been stretching out for almost 200 years now, on and off. It's the 168th boat race on March the 26th, but the first men's boat race was in 1829. So it's a very, very storied race. And yeah, it's an honour to be a part of it and to row for Cambridge.
There's been a total of 168 official races in 194 years. And as Seb mentioned, the tradition started back in 1829. Charles Merivale, a student at St John's College, Cambridge, challenged his old Harrovian school friend Charles Wordsworth, who was studying at Christ Church, Oxford, to a race at Henley-on-Thames in a Cambridge University versus Oxford University boat race. At that time, Oxford raced in dark blue because five members of the crew, including the stroke, were from Christ Church College, Oxford University, and their college colour was dark blue. The origin of the light blue Cambridge colour goes back to the second boat race held in 1836. Three of the participants in the Cambridge boat race were from Gonville and Caius College. They had a light blue ribbon, which was the colour of their college boat club. This historical background has meant that the first top boats are known as blue boats and that members of both crews are traditionally known as blues. For the men, Oxford's reserve boat is called Isis, Cambridge's Goldie. The Oxford women's reserve boat is known as Osiris and Cambridge's Blondie. Since 1856, the race has been held every year, except for the years 1915 to 1919, due to World War I, 1940 to 1945, due to World War II, and in 2020, due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The first women's event took place in 1927, and the race has been held annually since 1964. Since 2015, the women's race has taken place on the same day and course. A reserve boat has been held since 1965 for the men and since 1966 for the women. The championship course is a 4.2-mile stretch of the Thames in West London from Putney to Mortlake, although other locations have been used historically, and in 2021, again due to COVID restrictions, the boats raced along a stretch of the River Great Ouse in Cambridgeshire. The tossing of a coin determines which side, or station, each team will race on. It's either Middlesex, Fulham and Chiswick, or Surrey, Putney and Barnes. And the bends in the River Thames mean that each side has its own advantages and disadvantages. The race passes under Hammersmith and Barnes bridges, but neither crew are permitted to row through the centre arches. Some more observations from Seb.
As a race, it's very difficult. I think it's characterised by just this extreme difficulty of racing one-on-one, side-by-side, over such a long course. It's kind of the only race in the sport like that. Most side-by-side races that are one-on-one are much shorter, but the boat race is 7 kilometers almost on a course that's filled with bends where the side of the river that you're on has advantages and disadvantages down the track, which means that there's a huge number of tactics that go into it. Race plans are hugely important. It's not always just a case of the faster crew wins. It's the crew that rows the course best. So it's really a huge undertaking that requires, obviously, a massive amount of training, physiological training and mental training to be able to perform for that length of time. But also it's tactical, hugely tactical, and requires a cox who is, you know, very, very familiar with the course, knows all the ins and outs of where the stream is strongest and who's aggressive enough to be able to claim the best water for his crew, his or her crew, at all times, which can be challenging, obviously, when both coxes are vying for the same position on the water.
As of this year, Cambridge has won the men's race 86 times and Oxford 81, with one dead heat. With respect to the women's race, Cambridge have won 46 times and Oxford 30. Set by Cambridge in 1998, the record time over the course in the men's boat race is 16 minutes 19 seconds, compared to 22 minutes 15 seconds set by Oxford in 1898, and for the women's boat race, 18 minutes 33 seconds set by Cambridge in 2017. In its long history, the boat race has not been without incident. For example, there have been 6 sinkings. On the 31st of March 1912, both boats sank. The weather on the day was extremely poor with high winds, and Oxford rode into a significant early lead, but began taking on water and made for the bank shortly after passing Hammersmith Bridge to empty the boat out. Although they attempted to begin again, the race was abandoned at this point because Cambridge had also sunk. The race had to be rescheduled for the following day. And in 1984, the Cambridge boat sank after colliding with a barge before the start of the race, which was then rescheduled for the next day. In 2016, at Barnes Bridge, Cambridge women began to sink, but gradually managed to recover to complete the race. On the 7th of April 2012, Trenton Oldfield swam into the path of the crews disrupting the race. Oldfield said he was demonstrating against government cuts, the erosion of civil liberties, and a growing culture of elitism within British society. He was jailed for 6 months for causing a public nuisance and was also ordered to pay £750 costs. Many notable individuals have participated in the boat race, including those of an Olympic standard. For example, 4-time Olympic gold medalist Sir Matthew Pinsent and James Cracknell. Other notables have included Lord Snowden, actor Hugh Laurie, and TV presenter Dan Snow. In March 1976, Austin John Wiggins became the youngest winner of the boat race at the age of 18 years, 212 days. And in March 2019, James Cracknell became the oldest winner at the age of 41. Sponsors of the boat race have been Ladbrokes, Beefeater Gin, Aberdeen Asset Management, BNY Mellon, Newton Investment Management, and currently Gemini. Gemini founders Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss were both former rowers in the 2010 boat race, representing Oxford, and competed in the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Some final words from Seb.
The boat race is a very unique event in the sport of rowing. There's nothing really like it in terms of the amount of coverage that it gets. It's such an amazing tradition, and it's definitely the most public event in rowing. So just the amount of people, the amount of media coverage, just the nature of the day is really an amazing, can be quite an overwhelming thing. There are just so many people on the bank, so many people watching on TV, and it's just not something that one is used to when in the sport of rowing. So it is an amazing thing, and it's a very unique thing.
And Seb is right. In most years, over 250,000 people watch the boat race from the banks of the river. And in 2009, a record 270,000 people watched the race live. A further 15 million or more watch it on television. Finally, to quote from the Boat Race official website, "The boat race has become synonymous with British tradition and excellence. The race has established itself as the epitome of amateur sport, raced by scholar athletes who combine academic rigour with elite physical prowess. There is no greater occasion."